could not think about you. It used to be the only way I could find fulfillment. Looking at your picture and listening to a recording you made for me, I'd hear you whispering in my ear. The way your voice would crack with want and desire for me would push me over the edge every time. And as I crested, my breath would catch, and I'd look into your eyes, frozen in the photograph, and for one brief instant, I would feel you on top of me and inside of me, feel the heat of your skin and the scent of your body, still lightly fragranced with the woodsy body wash from your shower. The swell as I felt you climax, filling and stretching me sweetly, and then your release deep inside. The world and all its problems suspended in that moment. Our connection, spanning space, time, and reason, bound all that I knew with what I never allowed myself to expect, and I felt complete. My body clutching you near, attempting to meld and melt with you, seeking to be ever closer with throb and delicious satisfaction. For a short while, I could conjure you into my arms, my eyes bleary with orgasm, would then fill and obliterate your image completely. The brief recording would end, and the coolness of your absence would take me. Sometimes I would just turn over, your substitute still inside me, and drift off to sleep, seeking comfort in the warm fullness it provided. Other times, I would leap out of bed, unable to breathe, gasping. A silent scream would well in the upset of my stomach and rocket from my throat, expelled from my body like a purged demon. I spent many an hour sobbing on the edge of darkness, holding my pillow, where once sweet late-night whispers would congregate. Now, the petals of my sadness fall. The golden warmth of your voice would fade, and your eyes and lovely face would disappear in my mind's eye. Icy dullness would stake claim to my chest, and, shivering, I would feel emptier than I thought possible. It's hard not to think about you. My mind likes to wander the memories of how your lips brushed against the warm buds of my nipples. Your fingers massaged and held my breasts as you licked and electrified me. Looking into my eyes, your lips closed and you took me deeply into your mouth. As your cheeks hollowed, my breath caught and a fire ignited deep inside. I cannot think about how we would stay like that for hours. You suckling from me as my fingers meandered the contours of your blushing face and gently combed through your hair and massaged your scalp. Your eyes heavily lidded with lust, but also peace and comfort, looked into my own, and I was happier than I believed I deserved. Holding you there, giving you a warm, safe place to be yourself and to hide away. I knew, even then, that I was borrowing from fate a sum I could not repay. I remember how you would kiss down my neck, your lips plump and bruised from your desperate desire, grazed my tender skin. My legs parted instinctively for you, only needing the slightest sigh or touch to let you inside. My hips rocked toward you with yearning, feeling your need throb against me. In synchronization, our conjoined bodies gently turned, and I mounted you, your favorite position, grinding my dripping core against you, coating your cock, our cock, in my thick juices. I marked you for my own. Leaning over you, my full breasts like ripened fruit, hanging low on the humid vine for your lips to continue suckling. Your teeth nibbled and pulled those rosy nubs, causing my hips to buck and riot into your hardness. I didn't know how things would change. I understood that what burned so intensely must come to coolness. But the frozen wasteland where I was cast to wander was a shock and a torture. Denied your warmth, denied your touch, denied the closeness where we slept inside one another, thinking I caused it, trying to bend and bow into something I thought would reach you only caused me to break, allowing the flood of old ghosts to embed themselves, riddling me with doubts that continued to breed and grow until I was overrun and cracked wide open and everything raged and poured forth. I cannot think about that night when you told me about her, and I told you about them. We had parted, and, numb from loss, needed to feel again. I made her into a goddess that you hunted, housing yourself within. To my view, after months of denying and rejecting me, you had accepted her and found solace in her warm, soft, tender pathways. I dissolved into a shade, haunting the hidden fears of my mind. On that moonless night, you broke as your words spilled, and I wanted to reach out, to take you inside, to wrap around you. But I could not breathe. My raw heart, walled and wounded, could not spare a beat. To be wanted, desired so completely, was an intoxicant of which I always needed more. Perhaps more than you were willing to give. Maybe more than you could. Maybe more than was fair. Is it better to have loved? To have 2 months of sweetness when the cost is an overwhelming sadness I do not can to manage. I did not want to think about all those nights spent together, the whispers, the promises, the vows, the future we slowly crafted together, the porch, the tea, our gray hair, our children, us. It felt like death. Grief for life I never got the chance to live. And there was no grave over which to weep. And no widow's dignity. I warned you about the power of words, and not to speak their incantations if you were not ready for their repercussions. But then, I always expected too much from the wounded, including myself. It felt good to drift away, to lose myself and sink into the arms of a new reality, away from the lies I told myself. You see, I made incantations of my own, reciting the words over and over. I had convinced myself that I was unworthy, unlovable, a shadow, less than nothing. I believed that I was set apart, and all joy was meant for the feasts of others. I created a raging spiral of conflict from an incidental spark. I was waiting to build walls, to hide away, to disappear from your reach. The old voices continued to haunt me, to hurt me. I feared I was coming undone, fading, and I called out to you one last time, needing you to say the words that would release me. I needed to hear you tell me that this end was real. You had long since grown tired of me, and that there was nothing here to keep you. That you laughed under your breath at the thought of me. That I was a boring, boorish, tired relic you no longer worshipped. Your fevered prayers now lain at the altar of another. I needed the slap, the brutal beating. I needed you to rip yourself free of me because I could not let go. I thought, bruised and bleeding, I could seek closure, sent stumbling away, gathering up what was left. Blind and barren, I could perhaps one day find a way out of fraught darkness. But when I called to you, your words were gentle and stripped of all pretense and agenda. They were tender and mild, bringing me back to you. They held me close and stilled my mind and heart. You make me feel more than anyone I have ever known in any life I have ever lived. My need for you scares me. It breaks me down and scatters me to the winds of circumstance, which are often chaotic and cruel, but a occasionally kind. I know the darkness holds you and that you are fighting your way back to yourself. Nothing is certain. I understand that we are plunging toward a place that only might exist, and that one day we may find ourselves forever lost. But I know no other way than to be with you. As I slowly learn that I hold a place in the universe, I will also learn to be brave. When it feels as though I am alone, and all that remains is the bitter draft rustling the leaves of my autumn, I will wait and still the rage. I will cast out old demons and voices. I will find the strength to give us time to find a way back to one another. I will not be perfect, but I will try. One thing is certain. You have also stitched yourself inextricably into my life, and to remove you would cause irreparable damage and a loss that I am not willing to suffer. I will fight for you and for me, and for those 2 precious months when we were happy.